You got questions? Andrew Mason has the answers. This is Mason's Mailbag, presented by Prime Sport.
Happy Independence Day. It's this weekend, of course, in the U.S., and July 1st, Canada Day. So happy Canada Day if you're north of the border. I'm Andrew Mason. Thanks for joining me out here on the practice field at Dove Valley, where we're going to answer a couple of questions. And let's start with the first one from a guy who calls himself French Fred. And he asks, if you had to analyze their ability to start day one following OTAs, where do the backup quarterbacks stand? Well, I think they stand pretty much in the order that they're listed right now. And that's Brock Osweiler right behind Peyton Manning, of course, and then Zach Dicer, and then Trevor Siemian. It's an experience thing. Brock Osweiler has the most reps in this offense going back to 2012. He has a better presence in the huddle. Teammates have praised that over the course of the offseason, saying he's got a good command and is really becoming a leader in the huddle, and he makes the fewest mistakes. Zach Dicer right behind him had a good set of OTAs. If anything, there's one thing he needs to do, and that's trust his receivers more, trust the windows more, maybe check down a little bit less. You want to see that from him. And then Trevor Siemian, seventh-round pick this year. He's the wild card in the group because he's coming off the torn ACL, and although he looked well in limited 7-on-7 work during OTAs, you know, it's anyone's guess as to how well he's going to do once you get into training camp and he gets into some full teamwork. I like his potential. He's got a strong arm, and one thing he did very well during OTAs was be able to plant off that injured leg, that knee that he tore, in which he tore the ACL back in November at Northwestern. Good job stepping into throws, getting a lot of strength. The big issue is accuracy. He was a sub-60% passer at Northwestern, and how well he can improve on that, if he can improve on that, I think will determine whether he has a place on the Broncos, whether it's on the 53-man roster beating out, say, Zach Dicer, or on the practice squad. Our next question on Twitter from Rob Gaius. His handle is at RG8847, and he asks, will Cody Latimer be the number three receiver? He certainly has the inside track on being that guy right now, and I'd say he's the heavy favorite at this point. It would shock me if he's not the number three receiver behind Emmanuel Sanders and Demaryius Thomas. Clearly, the Broncos have a lot invested in Cody Latimer's development being a second-round pick last year. They want to see him step up. He's getting opportunities. He had a little bit of a setback with some injuries, not being able to take part in all of OTAs or minicamp, but when he did, he looked pretty good, took advantage of the increased repetitions with the first team that he got because Demaryius Thomas's franchise tender remained unsigned throughout OTAs and minicamp. So I think he's done well. Certainly he has a greater command of the offense than he did last year. And again, it goes back to the investment in him and also the skill set. You know, there's a reason why he was a second-round pick last year. He's physically strong. He's got all the measurables, all the tools. Now it's just a question of whether he can put it together. That's why this training camp is really very important for him. He's got to show that he can step up and earn those reps, because how well he does, I think, will determine what the Broncos do formationally throughout the course of the year. Do they do, you know, some more two tight end sets, or they do more three wide receiver sets? A lot of that may have to do with how well Cody Latimer develops and how much the team can trust him. Thanks as always for your questions, and if you want in on next week's mailbag, just go to Twitter. I'm at Mace Denver. Use the hashtag AskMace, or go to denverbroncos.com/Mason's Mailbag. Or if you're reading on the written mailbag page this week, just go to the bottom, find the form, ask a question there. Until next time, take care, and thanks for watching.